The Vernon Vipers have punched their ticket to the second round of the BC Hockey League, BCHL, playoffs. The Vipers wrapped up their first-round series against the Trail Smoke Eaters with a 6-2 win Friday night, taking the best-of-seven series in five games. Hank Cleaves and Owen Kim each had a pair of goals for the Vipers, while Isaac Tremblay had four assists and was named the game's first star. The Smoke Eaters got on the board first when Maxim Potvin tallied his first of the postseason just over 6 minutes into the first period. Vernon would soon take the lead, however, as Carson McGinley scored his second of the playoffs with a deflection, and Cleaves scored on a power play with 16 seconds left in the opening frame to make it 2-1 Snakes. Cleaves then picked up right where he left off, scoring a goal early in the second period. Kim added another Vipers goal a couple minutes later to make it 4-1 Vipers. Lucas Lemieux added a second goal for the Smoke Eaters late in the second, but just 40 seconds into the third, Luke Bibby potted his third goal of the playoffs on the power play. Kim added his second goal of the night and fourth of the postseason to make it 6-2, which would be the final score with Vipers goalie Ethan David shutting the door in the third period. Special teams were in the Vipers' favor as the team went 2-for-3 on the power play and killed off the lone Trail power play. Smoke Eaters netminder Ryan Parker was pulled from the game early in the second period after allowing 4 goals on 17 shots. He was replaced by Tegan Kendrick, who made 20 saves on 22 shots. As the Smoke Eaters' season comes to an end, the Vipers now face the Penticton Vs as their second-round opponent as the next round of playoffs start Friday, April 19. The remaining teams will reseed in the second round. So far in the interior, Vernon and the Penticton Vs have secured their spot in the second round after the Vs, who were first place in the division, swept the Prince George Spruce Kings. The start times for games 3 and 4, April 23 and 24, of the second round of the playoffs at Cal Tire Place will be 8:15 p.m. as the Esso Cup Women's U18 tournament is in Vernon April 21 to 27. Due to the circumstances out of our control, we understand that this schedule is not ideal, says Executive Vice President of the Vipers Todd Miller. However, we understand how big this event is for our community and are in full support. We will be cheering on the Thompson Okanagan Lakers and their quest for a national championship. We appreciate the understanding of our fans and corporate partners. Read more. Revelstoke Grizzlies express gratitude to the community after Tech Cup win. Read more. The MOJ. Are the cards lining up for a Canucks-Oilers showdown for first?